A US citizen has been detained in Villawood Detention Centre on Friday after attempting to return to Sydney to finish her social work degree. Monica Jones is transgender, African American, and a sex work activist, and has been undertaking field work with the Australian Sex Workers Association, Scarlet Alliance. While Ms. Jones had planned her return to Australia in line with World AIDS Day, she instead spent her 30th birthday in detention. Her visa was cancelled after Australian Immigration found her to be an unlawful citizen. While she was appealing her sentence in federal court today, a group of protesters congregated outside the John Madison building in the Sydney CBD to show their support for Jones. Julian van der Zee headed to the protests to investigate.
A snap protest organised in support of transgender and sex work activist Monica Jones, who has been detained in Villawood Detention Centre. In order to finish the final year of her Bachelor of Social Work degree with the University of Arizona, Miss Jones has to engage in field work. She chose to work with Australian sex work organisation Scarlet Alliance, based on their good reputation for helping minority groups deal with HIV and AIDS.
Well, you know, she'd come out here for AIDS 2014, and her community back home, like trans women, African Americans, are disproportionately affected by HIV. She was very surprised to see the positive outcomes that had happened in terms of HIV transmission rates and what Australia had achieved in that respect. In particular, the community-led responses, the grassroots-led responses that had led to those positive outcomes. So she contacted us because sex worker organisations have been recognised as being central to that success, and also the legal frameworks that support the HIV, prevention of HIV transmission, you know, and so she had hoped to come to Scarlet Alliance to learn about how she could take that back to her own community.
That was Jules Kim, Migration Program Manager at Scarlet Alliance. She is Monica's field supervisor for her student placement and one of the key supporters hoping to prevent Jones's deportation. While many aspects of the case remain unclear at this stage, Kim had a brief chance to talk to Jones via phone while in detention.
Well, she was detained at the airport. We believe that there was an intention for her not to come into Australia to cancel her visa from the outset. As we'd said, that she had her interview began with the context of the border security producer had received access to her right at the start of her interview, stating, "Your story is very interesting. We'd really like for you to appear on our show," you know, and how she feels like her confidentiality was breached because he knew details of her case prior to, any interview having taken place. She repeatedly said no, but, the fact that she was given that level of access to the TV producers, and given that they had, known details of her case, made her think that somehow that they were involved with the decision, and that it would look upon her favourably if she said yes and acquiesced. So on top of the fact that she had repeatedly stated to them that she wanted assistance because of her recognised and documented learning disability, and because, even though she'd said that and that was denied and the filming was going on, she feels like she was not able to adequately represent herself or respond to the adverse allegations that were made against her.
There are also some concerns about Jones's treatment in detention, as she has been housed in a unisex facility.
Yeah, well, she's been held in Villawood. We've tried to visit her and we've been told that she's not allowed any visitors where she is. She's segregated into a section of the detention centre where she's not allowed any visitors. So we haven't been able to, be able to go and see her to find out what's going on and how to respond.
Miss Kim hopes the matter will be resolved speedily and that Jones will be able to complete her degree without failure.
Monica was out at Villawood Detention during her birthday, and we're hoping that she would get an opportunity to get this at least matter settled urgently so that we can get her out of detention.